Oh, that's right. They just told me I was on. I just missed our intro. Well, hey, that's okay. I'm Ann Eller here this afternoon, right here on WCRS, making sure all phones are off. We're ready to talk to our next candidate who wants to be the sheriff of Greenwood County. It's Dennis Kelly. And Dennis, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Doing fine? A little nervous?
A little nervous.
A little nervous. Okay, it'll be all right. We're going to talk about why you think you would be a good sheriff here this afternoon, what experience you bring to the office, and well, anything else that may pop up this afternoon. If you're listening to us here this afternoon, pick up that phone. If you've got a question for Dennis, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. You know, Dennis, there are five candidates for the sheriff's office here. This is a big race. Three Republicans, two Democrats. Did you ever think it would be such a large field?
It's hard to tell. You never know. But at first, when I was thinking about running, I didn't really think there would be that many candidates. But as time went on, get to talking to people, you're hearing rumors about other candidates getting in the race. So.
Yeah, so it's going to be, I think, one of the most probably watched races coming up because there are so many candidates. And so we're going to talk about you today. You are a Republican candidate for sheriff of Greenwood County. And what did you do before you became a candidate for Greenwood County? Sheriff.
My law enforcement, I was a state trooper, retired lieutenant in Troop 2, which I supervise seven counties, and Troop 2, which would be Lawrence, Newberry, Greenwood, Abbeville, Saluda, Edgefield, McCormick.
Okay. And the mail truck just arrived, and I know Gracie likes the mail truck a lot, so that's why I kind of hesitated there. So as you were doing this, what made you decide to run for the sheriff's office?
Well, I just had citizens in the community come to me, and personally just thought I would like to run to offer leadership in Greenwood County Law Enforcement Sheriff's Department to run an ethical and an honest department. I think I can bring that to the table as I have in my 29 years of law enforcement. And previous to that, I grew up in Greenwood County, and I just running on my reputation and being an honest and ethical guy.
It's tough being a highway patrolman, though, isn't it?
Sometimes has its moments, which any law enforcement, is tough. Anytime you're dealing with public and people doing things that they shouldn't, sometimes it gets trying. But overall, you're providing a service to the community to keep the majority of the citizens safe, in the county or the state. In my job, I was, served the state, but like to bring it to a local level here in Greenwood.
Now, where do you live now? Do you live here or in 96?
I got a 96 address. I'm not in the city limits, but live between Greenwood and 96.
Greenwood and 96. Okay. So, did you have to retire to run for sheriff?
I did. Anytime you run for a partisan position or campaign, can't work a state, federal job. So I had to retire. Or resign, but I chose to retire.
Now, was retiring something that you had thought about doing?
If I hadn't have put my name in the hat for sheriff in Greenwood County, I would not have retired. I would have continued to work with the state highway patrol.
How old are you?
I'm 54.
54.
I'll be 55 this year. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So that's a lot of years you could have worked for the state.
That's right.
That must, seriously now, Dennis, that really says that you're real serious about this.
Yes, ma'am. If I hadn't been serious about it, me and my wife talked about it, and I decided that it was something I needed to do.
Okay. So, and you are not satisfied with what Tony Davis has done as sheriff?
Well, I just, like I said, I'm running off my reputation and being an ethical, honest guy. I don't have, all the information of what's transpired at the sheriff's department, but I just know how I would personally handle things and make sure things are handled and get done.
But you read the newspapers.
Yes, I've read what was in the paper. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. did these things, and I suppose other people talk to you about some of the things going on at the Sheriff's Department.
They have, but be honest with you, I had decided to, or had been discussing it with my wife, to run before those issues, those particular issues, the latest issues came up. I was contemplating running for sheriff. So.
Okay. All right. Well, Tony Davis has served two terms. He would be up for a third term, correct? So there is some time that he has been there. But what do you consider some of the most important things about being a sheriff?
First is leading by example. I think you've got to lead by example so your officers understand what you stand for and what you expect of them. And then, of course, your first priority is to the citizens of Greenwood County to be honest and ethical and transparent, because you work for the citizens of Greenwood County. And I think that's the most important thing, that they're getting a good service and that you're transparent and you lay out everything you're doing, what you plan on doing, and getting input from the citizens, because that's the only way you know how well you're doing, is the input you're getting from citizens, which, don't get me wrong, you can't make everybody happy, but it's still a good gauge. And you got other people in the Sheriff's Department and the County Council that you can discuss matters with and hopefully, you know, come to some good resolutions on issues going on in the county. And I think if we all work well together with the citizens, I think, you know, you can provide a very good service.
Now, how about working with the local police department?
And that's one thing I've always done. Worked 11 years in Greenville. Always worked well with the Sheriff's Department, the city, municipalities there. You can ask anyone here in Greenwood County. I've always worked well with 96, Ware Shoals, Greenwood City, Sheriff's Department. Always worked. That's one of my main issues. I think if you're working as a team, all the agencies are hopefully trying to accomplish the same goal, and that's providing, you know, Greenwood County is a safer community. So that's one of my big things, is always working well with other agencies. I've always worked well with the court system, the solicitor's office, and I think that's a major asset to anybody in leadership, is to work well with others.
Now, as you've been investigating becoming the sheriff of Greenwood County, what issues, for example, do you feel that the drug issue is a big issue? Is there another issues out there? What do you see as some of the biggest issues that our law enforcement deals with?
Yes, definitely, you know, drug enforcement. It's a tough issue right now, but I think the drug issues is related to a lot of other crimes. If you got a lot of drug issues here, people, whether they're on them or dealing the drugs, you know, they commit other crimes to either try to support their drug habit. So I think drug problem here in Greenwood is definitely a major issue that we would definitely continue to work on to decrease the drug activity in Greenwood.
Well, if you look at the Index Journal, you know, we're just rampant. I mean, with all the drug issues that we have and all the busts, it seems to me it's hard to believe that every day you can open up that paper, whether it's a big roundup or just one or two people. It seems like it is perpetual. So I don't know if we're even really scraping the surface of it.
Yes, sometimes it does seem like you're fighting a losing battle, but you can't give up, and you got to try to find other ways and even other agencies to work together to concentrate on the areas where you have the biggest drug problems. And hopefully, if you get the trust of the citizens in those areas, hopefully, not that you have to give their names, but if you can get their confidence that they will contact you about issues going on in those neighborhoods, and that would assist us greatly, the Sheriff's Department or any law enforcement agency, in clearing up a lot of those drug areas. And if, you know, you can get officers in those areas, and especially if they're dealing drugs in that area, and the presence for law enforcement there, it definitely deters on the activity there.
Sure. Now, what do you think, Dennis, what do you think is your strength as far as walking in, because the sheriff is a manager also of people. I mean, you have a pretty large staff. And the other question that I have, Greenwood County is a pretty big county as far as a county. It goes pretty far, and yet we don't have a lot of coverage. First question, though, how do you feel your experience, your background in being able to manage law enforcement people?
Well, I started my supervisory experience. I was stationed in Greenville for 11 years, and of course, in that, it's a troop now. It was districts back then, but I was.
Kind of reminds me of a Boy Scout troop. Well, every time you say troop, that's what I'm thinking, Boy Scouts here. But go ahead, sorry.
But I was in 1993, got promoted first time in Greenville, and of course, on night shift, I supervised Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens on night shift up there. So that's when I started my supervisory experience. And I think out of my 29 years, I continuously to move up in the ranks and have shown the guys that work under me that I lead by example. And I think that's the number one quality for leaders, to be out there and working with them, and so they understand that I don't ask them to do anything that I'm not willing to do.
Okay. And what about, though, as far as when you have somebody that's not doing right?
That's right. You got to, you know, I think if you manage your personnel, and I'm not talking about micromanage, but if you see issues that are going on and you address them early on, it keeps the bigger issues from coming up. If the people that work under you know they're being held accountable, I think it keeps from having problems down the road.
Okay. So you would not have a problem. And, you know, I think the other thing is being upfront and knowing what's going on in your department, isn't that a big part of it too?
It most definitely is. You got to be aware of what your officers are doing and what issues that are going on. And I think if you have an open door policy and you have listened to your officers, your employees, they can give you good information. And, you know, in a community like Greenwood, you know, you have people that will tell you things that are going on, which would help, you know, assist if you see something that looks like it might not be something an officer should be doing or where they're hanging out or whatever. And I think if you address it there and they know that you're holding them accountable, like I said, I think that goes a long ways.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I think that that's maybe where some issues have come up. Now, I am here with Dennis Kelly. He is a Republican candidate for sheriff of Greenwood County. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, then we'll be back. Don't you go away. If you've got a question for Dennis, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Well, by George, I met that. I missed it reading my first time through all his notes that he sent me. I'm Ann Eller right here. I am talking to Dennis Kelly. He's a young guy. He's 54, and he's running for sheriff of Greenwood County. I missed out. I am an Eagle Scout. See, here we've been talking about troops, and I didn't know here he is an Eagle Scout. That's pretty awesome. You know, scouting used to be such a big part of everybody's life growing up, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, it's not as much today, is it?
Probably not, maybe, but there's still a lot of people that are enthused about scouting, and a lot of people still put a lot of work into it. And there's several scout troops. There was one at the Catfish Festival, and there was one at the rodeo here at the Lander Equestrian Center. There was troops out there fundraising, so it was good to see adults, scout masters still trying to help the kids learn
survival. What did scouts do for you?
It taught me a lot. We did a lot of camping, learned a lot of things, how to survive out there, things that I wouldn't have got to experience if I hadn't been in scouting. Went to Philmont out in New Mexico when I was 14, and we hiked through the mountains and shot muskets and tied our own flies and things. Just learned a lot of experience, but it also taught you a lot of things about, you know, helping citizens, community, helping you know, ladies across the street, litter, you know, not to litter. There's a lot of things that assist your community is taught in scouting, a lot of moral issues, and that's, you know, what I learned in scouting.
Now, just for the record, when you were a young guy, what did you want to grow up to be?
I always wanted to be a police officer. I know it sounds...
Oh, come on, for real?
Oh, yeah, I used to tell guys when we was, you know, I'm, you know, not real, real young, but, you know, 13, 14, that I was going to be an officer.
Wow. Yeah. So you just persisted with that, never changed your mind.
That's right. I've enjoyed my 29 years, but I hope I do a few more years in law enforcement.
Yeah, 29 years. That's a long time. I was just looking over your record here. It says that you've got state and federal training certificates. One from, let's see, the Carolinas Institute for Community Policing, coordinating the violent gang and terrorist organization file.
Yes, ma'am.
That sounds serious.
It's all serious. A lot of the information that's coming in from the federal end thinks that gang violence is coming more prevalent here in South Carolina than we've seen in years past, and think it will continue to grow if we don't, you know, keep control of it.
Do you think there's a way to keep control of it, or to keep it from not coming in the county of Greenwood County or the surrounding counties?
Well, of course, you know, people can start a gang, or people in gangs come into the community, but if you officer presence and the cooperation of the citizens in Greenwood, you know, alerts you to things going on, activity that looks out of the ordinary, because they know what's ordinary in their community or their neighborhood. So if they see something that's out of ordinary, they can call us. And I think officer presence and just education to, especially at a younger age, school kids, you know, that's not the way to go, and provide other activities for them, whether it be sports to arts to music or whatever, to get them involved in, so they don't look for that type of lifestyle.
Yeah. You know, it just seems to me that overall there's a lot of issues coming into our communities, and how we deal with them is going to determine how we are able to develop futuristically.
That's correct.
So as you look at doing this, how do you feel about everybody having guns, constitutional, being able to, your Second Amendment rights? Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I go with the Constitution. I think you have a right to bear arms. I think it's a personal deterrent from the criminals if they know that the law-abiding citizens may have a weapon to defend their families, themselves and their families. I think it deters in criminal activity. And I'm definitely, you know, for the Constitution, the right to bear arms.
Now, what about carrying Uzis and, you know, all these other assault-type weapons? Do you think the public should have access to those?
Yeah, I think they should have access to them. Now, to carry them around, you know, strapped over their shoulder is, you know, maybe a different issue, but, you know, walking around town. But I think, you know, you have a right to defend. If we were to, you know, forbid that we would ever, you know, have any kind of takeover, but, you know, I think that's one reason the U.S. isn't, you know, attacked as much. They know that there's a lot of citizens that have firearms.
We are prepared. Yeah. We are prepared. That's right.
Yes.
So you feel it's okay now as far as the criminals? You were telling me off the air that, you know, the criminals are going to put their hands on them regardless.
That's right. The criminals, they're going to have the Uzis, the machine guns, the AR-15s. They're going to get them. They don't care what the law says. So they're going to have those type of weapons. It's just like law enforcement. If we can't match what firepower they have, then we're at a disadvantage. So you got to keep up what the criminals are doing and what kind of weapons they're carrying, and hopefully law enforcement is trained well enough and have the, you know, the correct weapons to combat crime. So
there you go. Hey, I'm here with Dennis Kelly. He is a retired South Carolina Highway Patrol and is running for Sheriff of Greenwood County. If you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Ella right here this afternoon with Dennis Kelly. He would like to be the next sheriff. He is one of the three Republicans running for sheriff. And we've had a couple of calls come in, Dennis, and one of them is that young people, and both of these questions deal with young people. On young people, are you for intervention or arrest on petty crimes like stealing a soda, this example right here from a 7-Eleven? What is your opinion on that? And that also leads into the question of when these groups come in and they swarm the whole place and they're taking stuff all the way around. What do you think?
Right. Well, you got to keep control of situations and protect the owners, the business owners, as well as the citizens. And I think if you come to a scene where there might be grabbing merchandise or whatever, of course it's going to depend on the age of the people doing it. They say young people, if they're juveniles, of course you can't arrest unless they're of certain age, but a lot of times officer, if they work that area, they'll be familiar with these young people, and if they've been involved in previous incidents, then sometimes you make arrest. If it's just you feel like a lot of times officer has to use his discretion if he thinks that those children may learn a lesson, just by handling it there on the scene and maybe contacting parents, whatever, you could handle those situations like that. Each situation is different, but I think the main thing is a lot of it would be on how the business owner, because that's who you're serving as well, and if they wanted the arrest or if they were having issues with this certain group or individual previously, I'm sure it would make a difference on the business owner and what they would like to see happen.
But you also believe in giving your officers discretion?
Yes, ma'am. If you take the officer discretion away, a lot of times, like I say, their experience and seeing things and talking to people, sometimes they realize there's other clues or evidence there that there may be some other things going on besides just whatever little petty incident there is going on. And if you let them use their discretion, sometimes it would warrant carrying somebody in and maybe give you time to get other information. And then sometimes, you can talk to people and realize maybe it's just as a one-time small incident and, let them go. But I think if you set policies to where they have to do certain things all the time, it would affect the investigation and just basic law enforcement policing.
Sure. Now, when we talk about Greenwood and the size of the force here, because it is such a large county, from what you've seen, do we have adequate coverage? Do we need more coverage? Can you even speak to that right now?
Yes, I think have somewhere around 72 sworn officers, and there's a few, maybe six or so non-sworn. But of course, always the more officers you have, of course, the more coverage you can get and more visible they are out there, which would deter on crime. I think Greenwood's doing fairly well with the number of officers they have, but if budget allows and you can put more officers on the street, especially experienced officers, and I think it would definitely deter on crime. So we're not, in my opinion, not way understaffed, but like I say, more officers would definitely help in fighting a crime and being more visible in the community.
Well, I remember from previous discussions that particularly at night, we don't have a lot of coverage across all the county, the whole county.
That's right. All law enforcement is getting shorthanded. It's just harder to get qualified people from some of the generation, whether they have financial issues. You wouldn't want to hire an individual that have financial issues, because officers are always dealing with money, whether taking money from a citation to confiscating drug money. So if somebody's in a financial bind, it's just tempting for them. And then sometimes people do things when they're younger, whether drug use or whatever, that would disqualify them. And so it's kind of hard to get qualified law enforcement right now. And then plus with the public outlook, it kind of seems like they're not supportive of law enforcement as much as they once were, and so some people just decide not to get into law enforcement.
Now, Dennis, did you wear a body camera?
I did not.
You did not. You okay? Because that is something that is coming down the pike, right? For
yes.
For all law enforcement.
That's right.
Do you see it as an advantage to have it, or do you think it was better not to have it? Now, I guess you had dash cams.
Right.
Correct.
Yes, we had
in your car.
Yes, ma'am. We had cameras in the car. Troopers do, which they have some body cameras now, also, and cities and counties are having the body cams. It has advantage, disadvantage. If you got a body cam on, and the way you're trained to an interview stance is your blade had turned sideways, so at that point your body cam's videoing to the side. It's not really
why
videoing.
Are you trained to do that, so that if somebody shot you,
well,
why would you be trained to do that? Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it is. It's a defense tactic, a stance and distance, so you can respond or react if somebody tries to hit you,
right.
Pull a gun or weapon or whatever, and it's just, you know, self-defense tactics,
right.
So you
sure.
can guard yourself. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So so you're saying the camera would not be effective in that situation?
Sometimes, but now if you get to pursuing somebody on foot, or say you get out of your car and your car's not filming, you go to a residence to investigate some type of crime, and you're interviewing somebody, of course, you know, if that camera's running, it can record the conversation and maybe some visual, and it could be helpful in some situations.
Now, just out of curiosity, how do you feel about people with their cell phones? You know, standing up there with the cell phone, I'm recording all this. What do you feel about that?
Of course, everybody has the right to do that. Sometimes they don't show the whole video that they video. They just put what looks the worst sometimes on there, and it doesn't show what happened previous to that. So it
doesn't show the bad actions of the person, that just shows the action, the reaction from the officer. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as you're doing and treating people with respect, as long as they allow you to, you know, sometimes some people are just going to fight and curse and spit, and, you know, you got to take care of business. You got to protect yourself and the other citizens. But, you know, if they're videoing and you're doing what you're supposed to be, you know, I think you're fine. But just a lot
of... Does it distract you, though? Does it distract you as an officer if somebody's standing there videoing you, and so you're going, I know they're looking at everything I'm doing. Does it make you think differently than if you were not being videotaped?
Well, it's not so much that you're watching them because they're videoing. You don't know who that's coming up when you're have an altercation with someone, if they're there to help you, just a video, are they there to harm you? So you're having to be on the defensive. You're having to watch them more for officer protection than you are them videoing. If they're just videoing, then it doesn't really affect you, but it does draw your attention to kind of keep
from
your
the primary focus.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, what about domestic violence? Have you had much experience dealing with that?
Well, we state troopers have the same training as any other officer in the state. Of course, a lot of domestic violence spills over to the roadway. You stop people pursuing each other up and down the highway, or, you know, chasing them mad at the other. So we've had some dealings with those incidents. But like I say, we have all the training that any other officer in the state would have as far as the annual legal update. We're required to have that domestic violence training annually.
What do you think about as far as the domestic violence as an issue within our county or any county? It you know, Governor Haley certainly has made that a big focus of her tenure, and it seems to be that we have a big problem here in South Carolina.
Yes, and there again, I think a lot of it relates to, not all of it, but a lot of it, alcohol and or drugs, and people act differently than they do when they're sober. And I think it is definitely an issue that needs to be addressed here. And all the laws, you know, that they've passed for the domestic violence, I think we do a pretty good job in enforcing them here in the state. It's a lot of difference. It's a lot harder to get in somebody's residence till after somebody has called,
right.
Until they have called, you know, to deal with the situation. So sometimes things happen that we can't prevent from happening, and we just have to respond and deal with the crime after it happens.
That has to be tough to deal with something after something bad has happened. I mean, as an officer, and I imagine that there's probably many instances where you wish you could have been there before to have saved a person or from a woman getting beat up or.
That's correct. A lot of laws, though, you kind of, your hands are tied a little bit because, like I say, you can't just walk in somebody's residence just if you think, you know,
something's
a spouse or something may be going on. Until somebody invites you in or you get a call of an incident happening, then, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do. And there again, sometimes family members can alert or call and, you know, we could possibly get them some kind of counseling before things go. Education and counseling, I think, would be the best help because, like I say, most of those incidents, law enforcement's just reacting to what has already happened.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dennis about transparency, how he would see running the office of the Sheriff of Greenwood County. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to pick up that phone, 229-7984. We're here with Dennis Kelly. He is running for Sheriff of Greenwood County. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us, 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
You know, one of the issues we haven't addressed here this afternoon with Dennis Kelly, who is a candidate for Greenwood Sheriff, is the jail. And that comes under the sheriff's parlance too, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
The local jail. You know, that's a big issue, and I know in the past we've had issues where you get over the total amount of residents you can have at the jail, and plus how much it costs in the jails and all this kind of stuff. What do you think about being able to run the jail? I think one of the questions that would be out there, are you ready in January, should you be so lucky to win this office, are you ready to take the control and do the job?
Yes, ma'am. I think just being the leader of the Sheriff's Department, you have well-trained people there that has the training to run the jail. And there again, I think accountability, making sure the people are handling inmates or people that's brought in, you know, with respect as long as they allow them and revert back to their training. And I think the people there, I haven't heard of any issues other than what just came up, but I don't know the circumstances. But, you know, you just have to respond. If people are, say they're ill or sick, you know, you got to get them medical attention. And but there again, a lot of times inmates or people fake sicknesses and, you know, stuff. And say if they, you stop them for drugs and they ingest the drugs or swallow them and they don't tell you and the officer doesn't see them and you put them in a holding cell because they're questioned, you know, before they're booked in and put into a cell, you know, if they've been doing drugs or taking any, and if they respond with a no, then you have no clue that something may happen to them. And so, you know, sometimes things happen that you, it's out of your control. But now, as far as the incident just occurred, I don't have any information, you know, or seen any video, so I don't know what their issue was on that one.
Sure. Well, I was just referring in general to running a jail, keeping it safe, and keeping the situation under control. But that's a big cost factor. That's a big cost factor. The jail is a big cost factor. The officers, the payroll, keeping everything safe. How would you deal with that, Dennis, as far as keeping everything under control? How would you deal with things?
Well, of course, there again, I think the county council and their experience with the budget and talking with them. I think the training that comes with that department and officers in there will keep you abreast or informed. But like I say, having an audit every year, seeing what the department needs, where the money's being spent, and that, you know, all
how
the money.
How would you control how the money's being spent?
Well, I mean, of course, whoever's over the detention center, they have.
I'm talking about in general running of the sheriff's office. How do you control the money?
Oh, we definitely would have dual control. No one person would have access to spend money or order things without it running through. Of course, I'd be ultimately, you know, in charge, but we would definitely have several people, at least two, you know, signing off on checks to keep people accountable with the money. So the temptation there is not as great for people to, you know, to embezzle or take money.
And what about the drugs that are taken in? I mean, we've had some issues with that, you know, things missing. How would you deal with that?
Well, of course, if you got drug agents out there, you know, there's going to be some incidents. You can't track everything all the time, but still evidence is logged in. You have chain of custodies, you have evidence custodians, and if you limit the number of people that have access to that and they log money and or drugs in or out, you know who has access. So if there's an issue, you know exactly, you know, what officer to question, you know, if things doesn't appear to be in order.
And what do you think, just in general, in dealing with when there is a problem? What if money comes up missing? What if money is spent on the wrong things? How would that be dealt with in a Dennis Kelly sheriff?
Well, of course, we would interview, you know, the employee and find out, you know, and we, of course, would have the records of when they signed out or had the drugs or the money, or if they had some before it was logged in. And, of course, it'd be like any other investigation. You would interview your witnesses and look at your evidence, and we would address it accordingly. If, you know, if an employee is not doing what they're supposed to be doing and didn't handle it properly, you know, it'd be different depending on the severity of it, you know, to where it was be just a counseling session or write up to even suspension or termination, just depending on what the seriousness of the violation.
Do you think the public has a right to know this?
Well, at first, you know, if you're doing an investigation, of course, you can't, you know, give all the information out. But yeah, I think that citizens of Greenwood County deserve to know that you're being transparent, that if you're enforcing the law, that you're going to as well hold your employees accountable and that they can't, you know, violate the public trust and just get away with it. I think that they should know that me as a sheriff, that I would handle the employees and I would, you know, any incident, I would keep them until the investigation's, you know, finished. You can't give everything, but you could still let them know that it's being handled and that you're not just going to, you know, sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, we've got one case here that's been going on for many years. And, you know, I don't think that everybody really knows exactly what happened other than money was spent. And but the disposition of the case has never happened yet. So it's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. And as a sheriff, like I say, once whatever investigative sled and or the solicitor's office, the court system, you know, you can't control everything as a sheriff, but I could assure you as a sheriff that I would make the phone calls to the solicitor and our sled to ensure that that case is continuing to be looked at and that it is going to, you know, go to trial or it's going to be handled correctly.
Yeah. Now, Dennis, we've got about 2 minutes left here, and as my tradition is, you've made it all the way through this interview. You've done a good job. I want to give you 2 minutes to tell the folks of Greenwood why they should vote for you for sheriff of Greenwood County.
Okay. I just am running as a candidate for sheriff because I think Greenwood County, the citizens deserve to have someone that's transparent and that will listen to them. I think we can build a stronger sheriff's department with the help of the citizens of Greenwood County. And I think my 29 years of law enforcement, being on a response team statewide, been to many incidents all over the state, from natural disasters to manhunts to the last thing I got sent to was the Charleston 9 when the president and the dignitaries came in and for the funeral. So got a lot of experience in dealing with the public and a lot of different incidents, and I think just my reputation and my integrity of my 29-year law enforcement career and before, even growing up here in Greenwood, and I encourage people that don't know me to ask people in the community about me.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to call and talk to you or get a hold of you, how would they do that?
You talking about now or as
no,
if I'm the sheriff?
In the future.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
If they, between now and June 14th, which is the primary, how would you like people to reach you?
I have a Facebook page, Dennis Kelly for Sheriff Greenwood, and they can put something on there, be glad to get back with them if they got
now
questions.
Do you have a telephone number you're willing to give them?
I will. It's 864-980-5341.
5341. I suggest that you find out more about your candidates running for sheriff. We are here this afternoon with Dennis Kelly. Please make sure that you consider him and all the candidates as you get ready to vote on June 14th. Dennis, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon, and my very special guest will be a secret. No, it's not. I'll tell you tomorrow. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.